So Donald Trump yesterday, Lee, saying he's going to defund sanctuary cities. You just had that in the news, I know. What does that mean? Actually, nobody knows.
Yeah.
It could mean anything. Yeah. I mean, it could be as extreme as, okay, no Medicaid or food stamp payments, which would affect, you know, regular people who are truly in need. Or it could just, you know, be bus subsidies, like federal bus subsidies or law enforcement subsidies. Nobody knows. So we're going to see. But listening to him say this, it just reminds me of how much the Republicans could do if they were willing.
Yeah.
Because right now, and earlier in the day, Trump also said the same thing. He said he's cutting off welfare payments, all of them, to illegal immigrants. And they have been working on that for a while. They've already cut off like 700,000 off the SNAP benefits. They've cut off 2.4 million fraudulent Obamacare plans, some of whom they think are illegal immigrants, meaning there's been a lot of people kicked off of, millions kicked off Medicaid, who they believe are illegal immigrants. We're already doing some of it, and we're suing blue states for the rest of the information because they're hiding it. So I imagine there'll be a lot more. But Trump hasn't won those lawsuits yet, Lee, especially not the SNAP one, where he's suing 21 blue states to get their SNAP records, i.e. food stamp records, which they're refusing to turn over. That's federal money, by the way, but unfortunately you sign up at the state level. Right. And they're obviously hiding illegals. So he hasn't even won. He will win that. We're going to win that, but he hasn't won it yet. So I don't know. He said, you know, we're cutting off all payments today. I'm wondering how he's going to do that, number one, personally, since he hasn't won those court cases yet. But number two, are Republicans in Congress hearing any of this? What? Because this is going to be very interesting, what's about to happen right now, coming up, right? Because for the first time, Republicans are actually working on appropriations bills. Now, that sounds wonky and like you don't care, but it's actually a big deal.
Yes.
Because that would allow us to go in and cut stuff out.
Well, we could get rid of the Nancy Pelosi budget.
Yes.
Which we keep passing with those continuing resolutions.
Right. And that, all that is we don't want to make any hard decisions. We can't get the votes. Whatever your excuse is, we just continue Nancy Pelosi's budget.
Well, not getting the votes is the issue right now, but it could be an excuse and not the issue. That's unknown at this point.
See, exact. That is a perfect way to put that. The theory is we don't have the votes, but Democrats sure are able to stick together when they need to. It's amazing how they do that, right? Yeah. So if you're wondering, all of this fraud we're hearing about, the Somali fraud, and now it's looking like $500 billion fraud out of Minnesota. Todd Pyro still hasn't taken that back on Fox News. At least $600 billion fraud a year, Scott Bessent. We're now learning about the different fraudulent enterprises from Seattle to Ohio to Maine. I mean, it's just billions and billions and billions of dollars. I mean, just like we had yesterday, Lee, King County, which is Washington, one county lost $1.8 billion, not million, billion dollars in federal money. Just gone. Nobody's fired. Right? We can go in with appropriations bills. Congress members can in Washington, and they can just put X's right through the funding for these programs. We can even write in fraud protection. Imagine that.
Wow, yeah.
We can do anything we want. With a continuing resolution, you can't. You have to pass all the Democrats' funding priorities. It's an up or down vote. Now, Mike Johnson, when he came in, promised appropriations bills so we could actually begin to cut stuff. And it cut out Democrat priorities, which apparently the only Democrat priority, Lee, is fraud. So we could cut out Democrat funding priorities. Because when it comes right down to it, you could scream Somali fraud all you want, but I mean, who sent them the money? Well, that's been us since 2023. It's been Republicans. And you know what it shows? They don't even know what's in this Nancy Pelosi bill they're funding. They just continue it. By the way, the problem with the continuing resolution, you can increase the amount you spent, by the way.
Yeah.
But you can't cut anything.
You can't decrease it. Yeah.
No, you can't
Funny
decrease it.
Funny how it only goes one way, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm waiting for someone on our side to realize, wait a minute, okay, the Democrats are doing this fraud and they're covering it up. Okay, yeah, Democrats very culpable, right? 75%. But we sent a check.
Yeah.
So here's where this is going to get crazy. We are supposedly working on appropriations bills, but where we could do all the cutting, right? What I've heard that before. And then Mike Johnson always drives it up to the last screaming minute and goes, oh no, we're going to have a government shutdown. Too bad. Got to pass Nancy Pelosi's budget again. Well, if you'd started working months ago, we wouldn't have to do that, bud. Here's where this is going to get crazy. If Mike Johnson does that again, as he has since he took over for Kevin McCarthy, then you know what we're going to do, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Continuing resolution, Somali daycares get funded. Somali transportation companies get funded. The 455 houses, group homes owned by Somalis, they also don't have people in them. They get funded. King County gets another $2 billion to lose. It all gets funded. The illegal immigrants, they get funded. Trump doesn't cut any welfare. And it's going to be on us. And I'm afraid that GOP voters are going to see that and they're not going to show up in the midterms. If ever we produced appropriations bills, now is the time.
Yeah.
I don't care if you have to work 20 hours a day. Not my problem. You signed up for the job.
Yeah. But the vote count is so razor sharp now. And because of, you know, several situations, you know, with resignations, illness, death, the various things that are going on, it is just so close that that sadly is a legitimate issue, because if you get any defectors on the Republican side, I mean, one or two at this point could make a difference.
It could, but their problem is Nick Shirley and his videos.
Yeah.
He just put another one out.
Yeah.
He said this one's going to cause World War III, and we played some of it. Yeah, they found worse and worse and worse fraud. If Republicans watch, Republicans turn around and fund that fraud. This is a mess.
Yeah, it is. It's politics.
It is. Now, remember, Mike Johnson promised, because remember they kicked Kevin McCarthy out because he wouldn't do appropriations bills. He promised to. Well, Mike Johnson was going to get kicked out for that. We had a vote. Democrats voted to save him. Republicans couldn't take him out. And that's what they got in reward. We just keep passing Nancy Pelosi's bills. Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi budget, which it turned out had massive fraud in it. And I'm telling you, it's going to really dishearten Republicans if we fund all of this again and nothing gets cut. It will be the most devastating thing you could do to midterm turnout, because you're not going to be able to hide it on X. People are going to know.
But the problem with that is, Tara, then it gets even worse.
What do you mean?
It's a no-win situation, because either, and I'm just saying, if that happens, and if we don't get done what you're talking about doing, and then Republicans don't show up, then it's going to get even worse, because then we have done nothing but elect a Democrat majority. When I say we, I mean the American voter. And it's going to get worse than the way it is now, because when they get a majority, if Democrats get a majority in the House and Senate and then are able to take the White House, well.
Yeah. It's a problem. And I'll tell you what the bad indicator here is that, and I haven't even gotten to this, which is crazy. I'm like a week late. That Obamacare vote where they voted to extend the subsidies.
Right. I know.
Okay. That works just like a continuing resolution. What does that mean? The reason that a lot of Republicans wanted to reopen that and take a look at it is because there's massive fraud in it. About 30% of that is fraud.
And that was known going into it.
Yes.
In fact, Republicans told you that going into it.
Yeah, no, it was Republicans. They knew. So by continuing, you're continuing the fraud. Why did the Democrats fight so hard, not just to keep the subsidies, okay, but to keep the exact language that they had? Because they know the 30% fraud rate, a lot of that's illegal immigrants.
Right.
It's not all of it, but it's a lot. It's where they have the illegals hidden. And those, a lot of those are the 100% fund Obama. So it's free health care. That's why they fought for it so hard, to get specifically not only that subsidy, but to continue it. And what did Republicans do? They continued it, knowing full well 30% of the cases were fraud. And the reason for that, too, is the way that they have it set is that you call the insurance. You're just shopping around. You say, hey, you give them your name and your address and your birth date. Bam, you got an Obamacare plan. You don't need a Social Security number. That's what they want to continue, is the fraud. And we did it. So to me, that's a really bad precedent, really bad precedent. And again, Lee, that's more than likely for the reason you're saying. We don't want to tank the Obamacare subsidies, right? And then we'll get blame going to midterms, blah, 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 blah. But what do? We gave a bunch of illegal immigrants free Obamacare. Well, we voted to do it.
At least there's a two-front fight going on with the Trump administration getting pressuring states to get rid of the bad voter rolls.
Yes.
That's one thing. And
that's
then
huge.
And then the deportations. Because this is all about elections. It's all about power. It's about power and money. Because if you are not allowed, if you don't have American residents that are counted in the census as citizens and then counted as, you know, for the apportionment of the U.S. House of Representatives, then the Democrats are going to lose their base. And then they're going to lose control. And that's why they're fighting this so hard, because it's about money and it's about power, and mostly about power. Because if you've got the power, you can get the money.
And here's where we are kind of like pre-screwed. And it's not our fault. We really are.
Hold on
with the money. No, because I mean, I've meant to do this since I came back for Christmas. This is CNN admitting the census is rigged for Democrats. And I've got to put this here to make it all make sense.
One of the big things is it helps decide congressional maps. Right. Does this have everything to do with redistricting?
Well, it does. In fact, we know the 2020 census, the errors were almost always to the detriment of red states. Blue states like Rhode Island.
Do we know that?
We do know that. The Census Bureau's own audit of its work has proven that. Blue states like Rhode Island were overcounted. Rhode Island then didn't lose a seat. Red states like Alabama were undercounted. Listen, this is just a fact.
Lee, there's between 25 and 30 seats. This is the whole problem.
Right.
The Democrats stole through the census
and
through the Supreme Court ordered mandatory drawing of black districts, which are just Democrat districts, right?
And counting illegal immigrants as part of the apportionment.
If we win the Supreme Court case right now on race-based districts, which should not exist, and the Trump administration can redo the census, at least before 28. We're not going to get it before the midterms, probably at this point.
Yeah.
There's 25 to 30 seats we should have right now.
Mm-hmm.
We should have, and then we could do these things. We could change America for a generation. But we're still dealing with that overhang of technically stolen seats that Democrats should not have.
Yeah. And that's more important in the House, but it could also lead to victories in the Senate where we could wind up with that 60-seat majority.
Exactly. You're right. And here's the crazy part of it. If we were to win a threefer, which I could get so excited about, we stop counting the illegals. And then the two others, which I feel pretty good we're going to win, the census redraw will be done legally instead of fraudulently. And also the Supreme Court getting rid of this racially gerrymandered. We're talking upwards of 34 seats that easily are winnable by us. I should say, you know, just barring a major financial catastrophe, we should be able to pick up. That's how Trump comes in with a small landslide, but we barely have a majority in Congress.
Yeah.
That's all rigged.
Yeah.
And that's what we're struggling with. But unfortunately, nobody's going to, GOP base isn't going to understand this. All they'll see is us refunding the Somali fraud. It's going to be tight. It's going to be a wild year.